This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Thank you for joining us for another week here in the Gdus Yisrael of Fairways as we get ready for a very exciting week of Kabbalah Satorah. We are sponsored by the Fisher family, Lili Nishmas, Basi Basri Abishlam, Ben Avram Alevi, Peril Bas Ruvain, Lili Nishmas, Dov Ben Chaim, Lefu Shalem, Vel Yom Eish, Mechai Yisar, Yaakim Ben Basi Yalea, for the Schus of Avram Ben Yom, Benish Ben Malk Yudas and family, Vayol Klugman and family, Lefu Shalem, for Avig Dariah Ben Rifkin, the Bas Chai Yisar, Yitzha Ben Sima Dush, Rifka Bashir Alea, Chana Bas Shashabina, Dvor Bas Shashabina, Meshmei Ben Esther Fradl, Meir Ben Chai Yisar, they should have a Rufu Shalema, B'Sech Shechel Yisrael. First of all, the question that we were talking about yesterday, how to pronounce the word K-I-L-N. So the overwhelming dictionary information is Kiln. I know it's Collins Dictionary, Webster's Abridged Dictionary, and AI all say Kiln. The unabridged Webster's, however, does say that a second pronunciation is Kil, K-I-L, without the N. So everybody was right. I'm sure that everybody is very interested to know that when you're baking ceramics in the kiln, it could be also in the kil. You go in for the kil. Okay, so we're here with Mishnah Gimel. Chavis shenikva v'asa zefes. If you have a barrel that was perforated and sealed up with pitch. So we'll see that the key is that even when it was perforated, it's still called the barrel. So v'nishbara, if then it breaks, im yesh b'mekayim ha-zefes, if there is in the place where the pitch is a fragment, which is marzik revius, which still can contain a revius, which is the amount when we said it was something that holds up to a certain amount, so the fragment, if it can contain a revius, is tameya, it's susceptible to contamination, because the name of a keli never left it. Even when it was perforated, it was still called a barrel and not a gistera. However, a piece of earthenware, a fragment, that got a hole and you filled it up with zephes, aval pisha mazik revius, even though it holds a revius, tar. Why? Because when it broke, it had the status not of a barrel, but the status of a gistera. And when a gistera gets a hole, people throw it away. Mipnei shabatul shem kli me'alav. And even though he wants to keep it to use it, but butler daitelates of kol adam. Chavis shenisro a'a, a barrel that got weakened, and it was starting to fall apart. It has cracks all over it, not all the way through. Utfala biglolim, and you coated it outside with dung. Believe it or not, they use dung for these kind of things, and it hardened, and it held it together. Even if he would take away the dung, and the pieces would then fall apart, still tameya. Why? Because its status of a keli did not leave it just because it was weakened and it started to crack. So then when you coated it with the dung, even though dung, of course, is not something that's mekabel tumah, dungware and stoneware and earthenware that's not baked in the kiln is not mekabel tumah, but over here, it just weakened, it never lost its shame keli, and although you strengthened with dung, it is mekabel tumah, mipnei shelo batel shame keli me'aleh. However, nishpara, if it broke, v'dibik mimena charsis, and you attach the pieces with glue. Or you bought some pieces from another place, and then you coated it with dung. Even if you would take away the dung, and the pieces would still hold together, why? because when it broke, mipnei shebatel shem kli mi'alah, it lost its status of a keli. Now, but at the time when it broke, if hayabo cheres marzik revius, if it still had a cheres, a piece of cheres that held a revius, that is mekabel tumah. And then the rest of it has a din of a yad for this fragment that could hold the revius. Now that's very interesting because the fragment that holds a revius has a din of a cheres, which is mekabel tumah me'aviroi. But the rest of it is a yad, which is not mekabel tumah me'aviroi, but is only mekabel tumah b'maga, if you touch it from the inside, not from the outside. Hayabacheres marzik revius, kula metama b'maga, all of it will be metama b'maga as a din of a yad to that fragment that holds a revius. O kenegdai, opposite that fragment, which has, by the way, an interior, metame ba'aver, it is has a din of a clay cheres. That's metame, even if you don't touch it and you dangle something in its ear space. As we get ready for Shavuos, again we hope that everybody will participate in our late night learning on Thursday night. I should already start reminding everybody that on Thursday you have to make an Erev Tavshilin. Also remember that Friday, Erev Shabbos, we're davening early.
15 minutes before o'clock, about 6:30.
About 6:30. What do you say?
6:30, you're davening Shabbos?
No. He's very orangutan in the clay cheres, you know. He's very orangutan. Thank you always for joining us.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.